When the moment changes, when the room gets tight, take a breath and listen, start the recovery ride. Let them tell the whole thing, let the story land, hear the weight behind it, help them feel understood. Take the details down now, don't rush to explain. A steady voice and open ears can start to rebuild trust again. Name what it cost them, let them know you see. Kindness becomes service when you own what comes next clearly. Listen first. Service they remember and feel. Instead of that's not my fault, say I'm going to help. Instead of telling them calm down, say I hear how this has felt. Instead of saying I'll try, name what you can do now. Give the next update time, then keep the promise that you've made. A useful step is specific, the client knows the way. Name who owns the action, what will happen, and when you'll update. Listen first, let the whole story land. Empathize, let them know you understand. Apologize, then name what you can do. Resolve the next step and the time you'll follow through. Listen, empathize, apologize, resolve. Service they remember and feel. If it's in your role, take the useful step. If the moment needs more help, bring your manager in. Carry every detail forward, don't make them say it twice. Stay beside the handoff, close the loop with care. That's how trust comes back to life.
Listen, empathize, apologize,
resolve. The service they remember and feel. Slow down the reaction.